you don't have success at home in your personal life, what's it for? What does it even matter if you've had financial success? So I think it's really important before you get engaged, before you get married, before you make a lifelong commitment with someone, that you are aligned financially, what your goals are.
If you have over $200,000 sitting stagnant in your bank, retirement account, or home equity, then you're literally losing money. On this show, you learn how to get that money working for you consistently and conservatively. Learn to grow your nest egg with your host, Sean Winslow. Let's dive in.
Welcome back to another Finance Friday episode. I'm your host, Sean Winslow, and this is the Multifamily Money Podcast. What is going on, everyone? You know the drill. Every Friday, we're coming at you all things personal finance, sharing tips, tricks, and strategies to not only get your money working for you harder, but smarter. Because we all know it's not what you make, but what you keep. And today's strategy, I think, is the granddaddy of them all in terms of being able to keep more money, being able to make that money work harder for you, last longer for you, and in the end, be able to propel you to your dreams, to your goals, to your aspirations, to create that ultimate life for you and your family, that ultimate life of your dreams. And as I always say at the end of the show, once you're able to create that life of your dreams, that's when you're able to help others. You're able to help others achieve the same things you did. You're able to help those that are less fortunate than you are. And in the end, it makes the world a better place. And so I want to share a strategy that not only I have learned personally, but a strategy that when I talk to people, whether it's mentors or just successful people that are ahead of me, I ask a multitude of questions, right? If you want to know some questions that you can ask a mentor, I did an episode on this actually, not a couple of weeks ago. Episode 133, 7 questions to ask a mentor. So definitely check that out. One of the things I always ask is, in your opinion, the most important thing that has provided you the success that you've had? And what is that one thing that you would recommend to others? And I've gotten a variety of answers, but the one that's been the most common is picking the right partner. I've heard that the most. Anytime I ask that question, that's the one I've heard the most. Pick the right partner. And when I dug into that answer, it's not what you might think. You might be thinking, okay, the right business partner, right? Someone that you know, like, and trust, someone that fills your weaknesses because that's their strengths and vice versa. But that's not the partner they're talking about. Partner they're talking about is the one that they live the rest of their life with. Yes, it could be in business with them too, but it's the one they go home to every day. Your spouse, your significant other, your girlfriend, your fiance, your wife, your husband, that's the partner they're talking about. And for those of you that are listening that are single right now, this might not pertain to you, but if you hope or plan or wish to have a significant other in the future, I still would definitely listen to this. And for those of you that maybe never plan on having that type of partner, maybe this isn't the episode for you, but you might still be able to pick up some good nuggets you can take with you. But as this title says, that's the most important partner you can have for any endeavor. Not only have I seen it personally, but again, those people I've asked, that has been the most common answer. Their wife, their husband, their significant other has allowed them to have the most success. And someone personal to me has shared that with me multiple times. That was my grandfather. I'm sure you've heard me talk about him before. A very successful businessman, both in business and investing. And he would always attribute his success. He would never take credit for success. He would always attribute it to my grandmother. And obviously, because she was an amazing person, amazing individual, that she was the type of person that would give the clothes off her back to you if you needed them. When she passed away, the amount of stories that came out of what she did for people and families, you know, is just amazing. But that's not the reason he was talking about. He meant that she was the best partner because she let him be him. And their morals, their goals were aligned. So if he had to work late into the night, there wasn't any hard feelings. You weren't here taking care of the house, taking care of the kids. I did that. Where were you? Wasn't any of that. She knew it was a trade-off and their goals were aligned. And she knew that sometimes he would have to work late. He would have to get up early. He'd be gone all day. And there were times, you know, she knew he had to travel for work. And that's what being a team is. And so this has been shared with me with multiple people, not only him, but other successful entrepreneurs, businessmen, businesswomen, people I've done research on that I don't personally know. It's been a common thread. It's who your partner is, who that significant other is. Are they there not only cheering you on, but supporting you? Maybe at times they are carrying more of the weight at home. They're making the household run. They're taking care of the kids, you know, the bills. And this can be either or. This could be the husband doing that. This could be the wife. And then there's different seasons, right? Where it's So say I'm getting supported home because I'm out doing stuff. Then the season changes and I'm home supporting the house and she's out putting in the work that needs to be put in. And that's what a team is. And that's what's going to make you the most successful. And then the second point that I would hit on with this too is not just that teamwork, because that's obviously important, be able to support one another and know that there's going to be times where one's going to have to carry more of the weight on their shoulders than the other when it comes to the home, the household, the family. But the next point is being aligned. Like I've mentioned this, but being aligned in your goals, like truly aligned, especially financially. Obviously, that's what this show is about. Every Friday in personal finance, we're talking about, but that is very important because that'll be the first thing to cause the most friction in any relationship is if you're not financially aligned. And if you're trying to achieve a goal, there's going to be so many obstacles, so many speed bumps in your way to get there. Last thing you want is to add another one back at home, especially the place where that's supposed to be your place of peace, of recharging, where you ground yourself is at home. You don't want any obstacles there that don't need to be there that are then going to prohibit you from achieving your goals. One of the biggest obstacles, again, is that there's any financial friction. And that could be anything. That could be one partner's more risk averse than the other. You have no problem going out and buying a property that is highly levered and your partner might not. And that'll cause a lot of friction. Maybe you want to go all in on real estate, but they are more traditional. They want to invest in the stock market and bonds within their 401k and their IRA. Now, that can cause a lot of friction. Maybe you want to build this huge business that's going to take a lot of time and risk. You're going to have to keep dumping money back into the business. And yeah, the business might be making a lot of money, but you're not taking much home because you got to keep reinvesting and reinvesting into the business to grow it to where you want to be. But maybe your partner doesn't want to create that type of business. They don't want that billion-dollar company. They're comfortable making X amount of money to support their family, and that's all they care about. Well, if you're not aligned in those areas, there's going to be a lot of friction. It's going to be another obstacle you have to overcome, and most likely it won't work out, unfortunately, because you're just not aligned. So you need to be aligned with that person at home above anything else, because if you're not aligned with them, I don't think you're going to be able to achieve what you want. And if you do, probably not going to end well at home. And at the end of the day, personally, yeah, you can have a lot of financial success. If you don't have success at home in your personal life, what's it for? What does it even matter if you've had financial success? So I think it's really important before you get engaged, before you get married, before you make a lifelong commitment with someone, that you are aligned financially, what your goals are. And if it's not, don't give up on your goals because you're not aligned. Because I think at the end of the day, if you decide to give up on your goals to make it work with this person, I get it. You love them. You care for them. At the end of the day, it's just going to tear you apart inside. You're going to be sad. You're going to be depressed when you look back and you didn't go after the goals you wanted to. So at that point, you might have to be making that hard decision to go separate ways. But I think in the long run, you'll be happier and better off, both people. It's a hard conversation to have to see, talk finances early on, to talk financial goals, type of risk that they're willing to take or not take. At the end of the day, you need that person supporting you to help you achieve the goals and success you want. And yeah, it's a little different of an episode today, guys. It's just something I've been thinking about, something that I've heard from many successful people, people that I know, people that I've researched. It's important to have that partnership at home, be aligned, be your biggest cheerleader, biggest support, your biggest shoulder to lean on when it's needed. To me, without that, it makes it so much harder to be successful in all aspects of life, not just financially. So I think it's important to sit down, lay out what your financial goals are, what your business goals are, what your goals are at home, be very transparent. Set expectations. I think it's important to sit down and map it out, create a budget together, give some type of expectation of what's coming in and where you expect it to go. Obviously, you can't be perfect because things happen. You can't really project that type of thing, but it's better to be transparent, clear, and honest with what you plan on doing and just to make sure you're all aligned. All right, everybody. Thanks for tuning in as always. I hope this one brought some value. I just think it's very important. I was at a conversation with someone this week and this came up in topic because this individual was thinking about house hacking. I've heard this story before, not just from the person I was talking to, but from others as well. And if your partner is not willing to do the type of house hack you want to do, there's no point in fighting it, right? Maybe you're willing to find a duplex, let's say one side's really nice and that's the one you're going to rent. And then the really not so nice side is the one you're going to live in and renovate while you're living. Well, let me tell you, not every person's going to be up for that type of lifestyle, right? And you got to make sure they're willing to make those sacrifices. It's important because it won't end well if they're truly not up for it. It's not good of you to push something that someone doesn't want. So guys, it's important to have these conversations. So at the end of the day, that's the most important partner you can have, someone at home. All right, guys, as always, you know, I don't run ads on the show, don't really promote it other than myself. So fee that I ask you is if you got value out of this, please share it with someone. Someone you know could also get value from the show. And if you haven't, please leave a rating and review either on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. That helps so much to get this in front of more people. So at the end of the day, I just want to help more people achieve the goals they want to achieve. Another conversation I had earlier this week was about how everyone's just so conditioned to think, do well in school, you get a good job, you work that job 30, 40, 50 years, all while plowing money into a 401k and some IRAs, hoping that by the time that 50 years is over, you can retire and have enough money to live on. Hopefully the market's not down when the year you try to retire, right? I just want to let people know that's not the only way. We've been conditioned and told that's the way. A lot of that has to do with the amount of money that these billion-dollar, trillion-dollar institutions pump into the market to make you think it's them. Trust me, I worked in that industry. I know the marketing dollars behind it and how powerful they are. Why you see on when you watch TV commercials, you see those names. I'm just, the reason for this show is to get out and let people know there's other ways. Other ways to create the dream of your life. And that's not to say that you need to be an entrepreneur, right? To show you there's other ways to invest your hard-earned money and get it working for you harder and smarter so you can create that life of your dream. So if you do share with others, leave a rating review, that'd be amazing so I can share this message with more people. All right, everybody, as always, easy doesn't pay well and instant gratification is self-destructive. So not only get out there and work hard for your money, but have your money work hard for you. So you can create the life of your dream, and thereby we can make this world a better place. All right, everybody, catch you on the next one.
Hey, this is Sean Winslow. After being in the financial service industry for years and having candid conversations with good people just like you, I realized that so many of us are wanting an investment strategy that provides solid returns and consistent income without the bumps in the road. There's little known secret that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. There is investment out there that is less volatile and the returns are stronger. Get more details by going to greenbriercg.com and clicking on the free e-report. And by the way, if this show has provided you any value, then feel free to leave an honest written review and of course share it with a friend who needs it. See you next week for another great show.